Babe. Babe. Babe, I found something in the attic. Just come up here. Just do it.
It's this really old page with that. It's a story. It's a story on it. Want me to read it? Yes, you do. I don't give a crap. No, I'm reading it. Let me get my storytelling voice on.
Okay.
Come around and let me tell you the story of a summer girl. Once upon a time, there was a summer girl, and she lived only in the summer. Eos, as we may call her, was a fearless creature. She jumped over mountains high and flew past oceans wide. Yes, till it would seem that Eos was a fearless creature. But even her fearlessness had boundaries. She did not jump mountains high and she did not fly past oceans wide because she wanted to. She felt she needed to. Eos was a very fearful creature who lived only in the summer and fled all that was not. But lives of constant fleeing do not suit fearless creatures, something that Eos, with all her hopes, dreams, and wishes, pretended to be. And after nearly a lifetime of fleeing, she sat down and waited. And she waited for the summer to end, for the warmth to slowly creep away from her limbs, her body, for the light to... It ends there. No, it doesn't actually end there. The page, it gets the old treat. This is why you should take better care of your ship, babe. Yes, I am so using this as an argument to get you to fix the fucking car exhaust. Well, anyway, that was rather anticlimactic. I was really waiting for this Eos chick to get her shit together. You know, it seems that I will have to finish the story. Oh, come on. It'll be fun. I will make it fun. Yes. Love you, babe. So, dark. Oh, you still got the glow in the dark stars up. Great. Makes for a bit of atmosphere. Because, you know, I actually really like the dark either. Can't see for shit. Although, that means... what I'm doing. Who knows, babe? Another reason to hate the night, though. It's so cold. But I'm Eos now. It's cold, it's dark. And a story like that, there needs to be a good ending, right? So how am I ever going to get over my fear? I suppose at first I would just wander aimlessly through the dark. The cold would send shivers over my body, and the dark would leave me scared by even the movements of spiders. Lots of spiders. Jesus, fucking. Maybe once I get over the spiders, though.
Fucking humans.
And look up for a second and see those beautiful stars, although peculiar stars, I would find them rather pretty. And if I imagined I was outside, the night would smell great. So fresh among the trees and the dew just starting to settle on the grass. And my eyes would start to get used to the dark, and I would see that those scary shadows were nothing but the tiniest of creatures in the woods. Actually look rather beautiful at night. But most importantly, I would see my solution for the cold. A fair creature of the night. Hello there. Hi. I'm fearless. I think I'm lost. And I'm rather cold, actually. Could you perhaps help me? Where do I want to go? I suppose I don't know, actually. Then I might as well stay here. You have a point, except, like I said, it's cold. I am freezing my butt off. So, where I want to go is someplace warmer. Can you help me with that? Yes, you can. Can't you? Why so close? Well, I'm not used to tonight. To see you, I have to be this close. Well, I like seeing you. And I like being close to you. You're warm. I spent most of my time. Oh, of my time in the summer. This is my first time ever being in the dark like this. Come with you? Where? To lie down. Why? Spooning under the stars. The best thing you can do during the night. Well, okay. So, what now? You're going to show me all that's good about the night. Well, I already know about the stars, and sometimes things look rather pretty in the dark, I guess. You do. There's even more. What? Oh, God. Your hands are so warm. Yes, that feels good. And I suppose everything does feel extra intimate like this, yeah. Feeling you wrapped around me. So, what else is nice in the dark? Teach me? Kissing. Show me then. Yes, that's my hand on your cock. Perhaps the dark is making me fearless. But to tell, what else is nice in the dark? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, babe. That's nice. So, I think I need some further warming up. Do you want to? Yes, I want it, babe. I want you so bad. Fuck. No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of the dark at all. Just put it in, please. Put it in me, please, babe. Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, babe. Stop. Stop teasing me. Go faster. Look. Just like that. Oh. It's rather fun. In the dark, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes, I'm yours. I'm so yours, babe. Oh. Oh. Fuck me. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Just babe, like, just like that. Babe. Fuck. Oh, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Okay. Shit. Yep. Not afraid of the dark at all. Come on, that is totally how egos got over it. Or are you doubting the historical value of my story? I shall have you punished. How? Oh, I don't know. I don't know yet, but as you can tell, I am very creative with my stories, and I am even more creative with my punishments, so you better tell me you believe it. Okay, fine, I don't know. Okay, I just... But I think you should show me a bit more about spooning in the dark before I actually believe you that it's the best, okay? Okay, babe.